Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Have you ever won a sports argument with your dad?
Those, you don't really win those. Here's how these work. You have an argument, and if you have any points whatsoever, you either get shut down immediately or... If you have any points whatsoever, it becomes like you just keep going back to the same stuff for 45 minutes, and eventually it just ends in a stalemate because you just start yelling at each other.
Do you remember like a popular disagreement that, or one in particular that you had that you were passionate about? Same thing for you, Jack. You can jump in with this one too.
I mean, you never win. You might be right, but you don't win.
They just end in like a draw. It's like it's not even a draw.
It's just like it just stops. Yeah, like it's just the same words over and over. But it's both of us. Me and him are just as bad. Like we'll argue with our dad about something that we don't need to argue about. But we're arguing about it anyway, and we could both be right, both be wrong. But we're not. None of us are gonna stop.
Like, so same thing with each other. You just keep going. Yeah.
The best way to explain it is if you're playing.
But Harrison always has to have the last word.
If you got a chessboard and you're playing chess, but you only have one king each, and you're just moving it around, and no one's winning, no one's making anything.
That was funny. Hanging out with the Franceses, Jack and Harrison Wren. So we appreciate them taking the time to come in. Fun to have a little family fun during the holiday season. We know Russo and Carton have done it before. So I thought it'd be cool to have both Jack and Harrison in and share some stories about their fathers they did, but talk some sports. And we did that in case you missed it. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. Okay, well, we started the show talking about Pete Alonso. And throughout the course of the show, then I learned that we can, and Hoff, you know, I'd be curious to get your thoughts here. Because we talked about you mentioned the Baerga report to me, right? That there was 3 years, yeah. $90 million. Baerga had that when? When did he have that? Was that last night?
That was, I feel like it was early this morning that someone reported it.
Oh, okay. Because off of Heyman's article that I read last night was saying that the Mets are far apart. So, okay. I can confirm that report from Baerga is accurate and correct. The Mets did offer Alonso, which, by the way, is a high AAV. So the Mets are figuring, all right, well, you don't want the shorter-term AAV for a longer-term commitment. They'll go 3 years, 90, which is a high AAV. $30 million a year for Pete Alonso is pretty high. Probably the best for a first baseman, I would think, right? I don't know what that is. But 30 per year for 3 years is high, but it's 3 years, $90 million. The Alonso camp wants 175 to 200. Now, I don't know if that's exactly been reported by Heyman. I think it might have been the same thing, or maybe whatever it may be. But that's what I heard, that the Alonso Boris camp threw out the 175 to 200 number, which is why teams started bowing out. And then once that was out there, you saw teams start coming off the board, getting their first baseman. And now we're at the stalemate that we're at. Pete Boris, 175, 200. I don't know how many years that is. I'm sure they do it at 30, but it's just not going to happen. And then that's where you get the Mets say, okay, well, we'll give you the higher AAV for 3 for 90. And take it or leave it. And obviously they declined it and I guess are willing to sit this out in a spring training and see if somebody gets hurt, if more teams become needy. So based on the reports that have been out there and based on what I heard today around 12:45, maybe an hour ago, whatever it was, and you know, with the Baerga stuff, sometimes he's on, sometimes he's not. But that is accurate. And based on all the information that's been out there and what I heard, I think the Mets need to figure out a plan B ASAP because they can't be held hostage here by Alonso in a spring training. And if they're not willing to budge, and they're certainly not going to be willing to go to 175, nor should they. Like I said, meet in the middle. That's where you go from 175. You know, what's the middle between 90 and 175? Like get to 140 or 150. To me, they better have a plan B ready. Do you think, Hoff, that there's any plan B that you would be happy with? I know you've been a bigger Alonso fan than me. What would be your plan B if
there,
no one?
There is no plan B at this point in time because you've lost out on, not saying I want a Christian Walker, not saying I want a Paul Goldschmidt. I definitely don't want to work Mark Vientos in at first base. That's what I don't want because I don't think he's a first baseman. We just went through that with Pete Alonso talking about the defensive skills. Well, Mark Vientos is not a good first baseman. He's learning third base. He's getting better. I don't want him to go over to first base. And besides that, like, there's no one else available on the free agent market, on trade market. I mean, you're not going to – you can say Vlad Guerrero, but why are you going to go through that process of what the Yankees went through last year, trading for Juan Soto, then having to beg or hope, cross your fingers, that he signs with you next year?
If you're Pete, would you take the $390? And remember, if you're doing a pillow contract, like, here's why I think the Mets are fair – for throwing that out there. I think it helps them, but it also helps him. 3 years, $30 million a year, 90, like, that's a pretty big pillow contract to take. I don't know the opt-outs and stuff. I didn't get those details. But I feel like that's, I don't, put it this way, I don't think Pete's going to do better than that for a short-term deal.
I actually offered that once I forgot. I think once Goldschmidt got signed, I was like, yeah. Or Walker, I was like, all from the three, 90 mil, and you'll get, well, first year opt-out, it'll work. And I guess he's not into that. I think you kind of have to at this point in time because there's nobody else. The Tigers just said their first baseman is going to be Colt Keith. So they're not looking for first baseman.
Nobody's paying Pete what he wants. Nobody's paying him what he wants. I mean, it's not happening. 175, 200, they're delusional. Scott Boras and Pete Alonso are delusional. You're not getting that. You can wait till February. You can wait till next February, like 2026. You're not getting that. Not happening. I'm not saying he's got to take the 90 over 3. What I'm saying is you got to lower your ask. So that's why they're at a stalemate. But I'm not worried about Pete and what he gets. I'm worried about how the Mets build the team. And that's kind of where I'm with you, Hoff, where there is no other good option here. Pete is talking himself off of this team. And now the Mets are going to be hurting because of it. If the Mets don't add a big bat to compliment Juan Soto, I'm sorry, but it has not been a great offseason. I don't care how great Juan Soto is.
No, and you could say, oh, bring in Bregman, bring in Arenado. It's still not enough. Those are not big bats to me.
Neither of them. I know Harrison said he would go with Bregman. I like Bregman. I like him more for the Yankees. To me, that's the perfect piece to the Yankees. Lengthen out their lineup, play some good defense, proven clutch guy. For the Mets, they need more offense, less defense there. And I'm also not moving. He doesn't fit as well. The Mets need a first baseman, not a third baseman. They have Vientos at third.
Can I just do one piece here to back Pete Alonso for a second? And I know no one cares about sentimental stuff anymore. But Pete Alonso playing one more year is going to break home run records. He's going to be there in the top of the list.
I don't care about that.
I know you don't. I know
you
don't.
Why do you care about that? I care about the best lineup this year.
Yeah, and guess what? Pete Alonso on this team will be the part of the best lineup this year for the Mets. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Pete Alonso is better on this team than any other option they have. So why are you going to sit there and say, well, we're going to nickel and dime?
Yeah.
It's more important. Pete Alonso is more important for the Mets for multiple reasons.
Right. But
one of them being sentimental.
But let's just, to button up this is the reason why, my opinion hasn't changed, but when you get this information, you have to be fair to the Mets. The Mets 2 years ago offered Pete Alonso, what was it, the 6 years, $160 million deal, right? He said no. Now they offer him the 3-year, $90 million deal. He again said no. Pete, what do you want? Because it's not realistic what you're asking for. Scott Boras and Pete Alonso think they're getting 175 or 200. I don't know over how many years, but it's not even close to the ballpark that Alonso's going to be in. So he could drag it out all he wants. This, to me, is on Pete. It's not on the Mets. It's more on Pete, and that's the problem. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's finish up on the phones. John is in Brooklyn. What's up, John?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's a pleasure being on with you. And the show today was great. I go back to biking the Mad Dog, so that was a lot of fun today.
Awesome. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Longtime Met fan, born in the same April that the Mets were born, so little experience watching them. I think, in my opinion, I thought that Alonso was a necessary signing in the offseason. But I think as an organization, they're looking longer term. I feel like, and I don't say that I agree with this, but I think they have more faith, and you're not going to like this, Hal. I think they have more faith in Beatty than the fans do. And I think the future plan for the team is to have Alvarez and Acuna and Mauricio, Vientos, and Beatty, where you're going to see Vientos moved to first. Beatty played third. Mauricio eventually a second baseman. Lindor's going to get older, and Acuna's the replacement. You got a young catcher.
You can't do that, John. You can't.
And Soto is not at the end of his career.
But you can't do that. And thank you for the call. Can't do that after you just signed Juan Soto for $765 million. You can't do it. You can't go into the year with Brett Beatty as your third baseman and hope that Ronnie Mauricio can be healthy. I don't mind it at one position. You can't have it at multiple positions, relying on Alvarez, Vientos to repeat. They're already relying on Vientos to a certain extent. Can't happen. The Mets need Alonso back, and if not him, an impact bat. They better figure it out, because it doesn't sound like Pete is interested in what the Mets had to offer twice, which are more than fair offers. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff, as always, helping us out. Special thanks to Jack and Harrison Francesa. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy the new year. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you. BT and I back Thursday, January 2nd. Keith McPherson and C-Mac are in for Evan and Tiki next.